Pakistan's small and medium-sized businesses are trying to catch up with the global e-commerce boom, but their journey is not easy and is riddled with many infrastructural bottlenecks like unreliable internet, payment barriers, and a lack of trust in online shopping, to name a few. There are various estimates on the current size of the e-commerce sector. According to the Payment and Commerce Market Intelligence, PCMI, a subsidiary of America's Market Intelligence, the total e-commerce volume in Pakistan in 2024 was $7.7 billion, while retail e-commerce amounted to $5.4 billion. PCMI has forecast a compound annual growth rate, CAGR, of 17% for e-commerce between 2024 and 2027, with the projected value of transactions expected to reach $12 billion. This growth is driven by a young, tech-savvy population and the rise of business-to-consumer, B2C, and business-to-business, B2B, platforms such as Daraz, Alibaba, and Shopify. For SMEs, which make up over 90% of Pakistan's businesses and contribute 40% to its GDP, going digital is not just an option, it is now becoming a survival strategy. Yet, many business owners say the path to success is far from smooth. Take the example of Sana Ahmed, an artisan who sells handmade jewelry. When the pandemic hit, Ahmed's local sales dropped by 80%, forcing her to move business online. "I started posting my products on social media platforms and online marketplaces, and within months, orders started coming from those cities which I never even visited," she said. "Today, 60% of my sales come from overseas Pakistanis in the Middle East and Europe. However, customers abroad want to pay through PayPal, which is not available here. I have to use bank transfers, which take days in process, or opt for cash on delivery, which sometimes leads to order cancellations," she added. On the other side, e-customers, trust remains a big issue. Ali Rasa, a Lahore-based online shopper, said he prefers cash on delivery for most online purchases. "Last year, I paid up front for a phone charger that never arrived. Now, I only use cash on delivery, even if it costs extra," he said. According to PCMI, in Pakistan, 75% of online shoppers prefer cash on delivery. This phenomenon is still common as it was 10 years ago. While the digital payment volume, according to figures quoted by the State Bank of Pakistan, SBP, jumped to 84% in FY24, most of those were in-store mobile payments and not online sales. Economists argue that without secure, user-friendly payment systems, e-commerce growth will stay limited. Imagine if India had not introduced Unified Payments Interface, UPI, or if Bangladesh did not have bKash, would they have been able to boost their e-commerce industries to current levels? Asked Osama Siddiqui, a Karachi-based economist. "Pakistan's RAST system is a good start, but it needs to scale faster," he added.